Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
After having the weekend off, Campbell County and Thunder Basin will be back on the basketball court this weekend for the first time in 2023. All four schools will have home matchups tonight. Then they will travel to Rapid City Christian on Saturday to take part in the Sacred Hoops High School Basketball Classic. Starting with Campbell County, the girls will be going up against two schools from Rapid City. They will start against Rapid City Stevens tonight at 6. Then they will travel to Rapid City tomorrow afternoon to compete against host school Rapid City Christian at 3. The Campbell ladies are right in the mix in the 4A Northeast Division, holding on to a 6-3 record. Moving over to the Campbell boys, they will go up against Rapid City Stevens as well tonight at 7:30 or after the conclusion of the girls' game. Their opponent for the Sacred Hoops Classic will be South Dakota school Lakota Tech from Pine Ridge at 4:30. The game will be played at Rapid City Christian as well. The Campbells got their first win of the season at the Hoop City Classic 2 weeks ago and will look to continue their good fortunes and improve on their 1-8 record. Campbell's head coach Bubba Lackey is excited to see what the boys can do after the break and is enjoying the progress they have made so far.
It's a bit of a grind early in the season with the three tournaments. Our holiday break isn't really much of a break for the kids. You know, we give them Christmas off, and basically that's it. They practice the rest of the time. So after the South Dakota tournament, we were able to get a few days off, and the kids got to rest a little bit. Sickness still seems to be going around, but I feel like right now everyone's getting back to healthy. We got a couple kids kind of coming in and out, but I think health-wise it's good. And, yes, our last weekend before conference starts, so, you know, we'll try a few more things, and we start fine-tuning and kind of figuring out who we are and get ready for the conference season.
How did it feel to finally get that first win? And do you think it was a good spark for the team knowing conference play is going to be beginning soon?
Yeah, you know, I never really looked at the wins and losses or streaks like that. I mean, I was just looking at progress and the process, and I can feel the progress coming and the work the kids are putting in, and I think they're feeling more confident with themselves just throughout the process. You know, the result being a win and feeling like there's going to be more to come with that. Yeah, it's just basically the practice and the energy that the kids are bringing in. They can feel themselves getting better and getting better at deficiencies and working on our strengths and improving those as well. So, yeah, I think just the process and the progress is really been what's making me feel good about this season, and you know, we keep going in the right direction, good things will be happening for us.
These will be the last out-of-state games for the Camels, and we will have all of Campbell County's games for you this weekend from Gillette and Rapid City on 97.3 Camel FM. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.